I will lift you up high, my God, the true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness can't be grasped. One generation will praise your works to the next one, proclaiming your mighty acts. They will talk all about the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will contemplate your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. I will declare your great accomplishments. They will rave in celebration of your abundant goodness. They will shout joyfully about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, very patient and full of faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone and everything. God's compassion extends to all his handiwork. All that you have made gives thanks to you, Lord. All your faithful ones bless you. They speak of the glory of your kingdom. They talk all about your power to inform all human beings about God's power and the majestic glory of God's kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingship that lasts forever. Your rule endures for all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all that he says, faithful in all that he does. The Lord supports all who fall down, straightens up all who are bent low. All eyes look to you, hoping, and you give them their food right on time, opening your hand and satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, faithful in all his deeds. The Lord is close to everyone who calls out to him, to all who call out to him sincerely. God shows favor to those who honor him, listening to their cries for help and saving them. The Lord protects all who love him, but he destroys every wicked person. My mouth will proclaim the Lord's praise, and every living thing will bless God's holy name forever and always. This is the word of the Lord.
One of my very favorite Sundays of the year. Look at this. How cool. Leading communion with that crowd is always kind of fun too, and making sure we're picking up the right stuff here. I'm going to be guided by Psalm 145 that Hannah read earlier, and so we'll dip back into that a couple times if it washed over you, that's okay. I think it's fitting though that we frame the start of this season with what in Hebrew the Psalms in our Bible is known something more closely translated as the Book of Praises. The Book of Praises. What a fitting thing for the beginning of a season of learning amidst a community of learning. Another textbook, but one filled with songs teaching us how to pray and how to praise. The Book of Praises. You see, just like in school, we're always met when we're trying to express and learn and worship together, we're always met with a mixture of things that we already know. We inherently know these things. We're in school just to hone them, to shepherd them, to maybe bridle some parts of those impulses. Fellow learners open us up along with the guides that we trust ourselves to, the teachers that show us how to do that. And also, we're met also with a mixture of things we just don't know, and we're asking someone to teach us. So every process of learning is bringing something that we already are and already know to our bones, and something that we don't know quite yet or don't have the structure to think about yet. Think about that. Any old kindergartner already knows something deep inside them when they show up at that class about things like fairness and kindness and sharing. Some of these things start to wear off when we get a little older. Not all kindergartners are experts at all those things either, right? But kindergartners, along with the rest of us, along with parents of kids who are coming to school age, also need things added onto them, things like algebra and Latin and the inner workings of democracy, based on a historically embedded understanding of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. When you start to get middle schoolers, you get a refresher in everything that you ever thought you already knew. Every year at this time, we participate in and we bear witness to this learning process together. Sometimes this process can get kind of mutated or made less than it should be. Like its spiritual cousin discipleship, the process of learning can get stripped of its fun, stripped of its wonder, stripped of its joy, and just become a grind of rules and procedures. Sometimes learning, sometimes discipleship both get hollowed out and made into something that I just do alone. It's individualistic. Something that I have to do alone, that I have to enjoy alone, that I have to suffer alone. But what if we viewed these things, both learning and learning to praise, as dynamic, as beautiful, as communal, as something that we do together, even as we fail, we learn together? What if this time of the year was always a reminder both of the stuff that God has already put in us? And whenever we get a collection of folks like this, there's so much beautiful stuff already in this room. But also some of the things that we need to learn together, and some of the things that someone else's stuff can help us learn. Something that God is revealing to us that we don't yet know well. What if it's also a time to be renewed and to rejoice and to be encouraged by people around us? If you were one of the few people that didn't raise your hand this morning, I hope that didn't feel alienating. I probably left out the next thing that you should raise your hand for, is who in this room can support some of these beautiful learners around us, and that's you. Sharing your journey and also acting as a tangible, physical, present reminder of God's presence. Eugene Peterson likens this sort of learning and discipleship, praying, praising life. He likens it to a journey. Maybe that's why we prayed a handful of prayers for the pilgrimage earlier. He says, the goal that all these psalm prayers, like what Hannah read, Psalm 145, all these psalm prayers arrive at the goal after their long travels through the unmapped back country of pain and doubt and trouble, with only occasional vistas of sunlit lands along the way. It says, all prayer, pursued far enough, becomes praise. When I first read that, I was like, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I know that. That's something that I don't yet maybe know all the way. It says, all prayer pursued far enough becomes praise. Any prayer, no matter how desperate its origin, no matter how angry and fearful the experience it traverses, ends up in praise. It does not always get there quickly or easily. The trip can take a lifetime, but the end is always praise. So today's reading from the Book of Praises opens with, I will lift you high, my God, the true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. The song invites us to bless God every day. What would that look like? Close your eyes for a second. A little thought experiment here. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And imagine the shape of your week. If, for some people that are visually oriented, imagine your day planner or your iCal screen, however you have that configured with all the different colors and sliders everywhere. Imagine just maybe the mental picture of your week or how your body knows to go throughout the week. Don't start planning right now. Just notice. Maybe you ease into the week. Maybe Monday hits you like a truck. Maybe there's something you always dread coming on Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday is a lull. Maybe there's a class or a meeting or a task that you actually really enjoy and look forward to every week, right somewhere there. How does the week end for you? With anxiety or a test or a due date or with exhaustion or with relief? With TGIF, thanking God it's Friday? What might it look like to bless God every day? Bless God every day, each of those days. To bless God when it's easy, to bless God when it's hard, to bless God when it's stressful, to bless God when it's joyful. Because God, the King, is sovereign, is over all, is in it all, is desiring to share in it, is already there with us. You can open your eyes now. Hopefully I haven't lost anyone. As we prayed, blessings on these books and hats and laptops and car keys, headphones. The leg bone was a real flex, whoever did that. That's strong work. Also, as we've prayed for students and teachers and administrators and parents, we prayed prayers that don't just check a box and we put them out of our minds, but these prayers implicate us in their continued blessing and flourishing. We also bless God. When we bless others, we also bless God. When we bless God, we also bless others. Blessing begets blessing. That's how the math of blessing works. And you see, there's always more and always enough to go around. Because if we remember well, and part of the reason we gather each week is just to have a decent memory of who we are in God, God's covenantal people have always been a people of blessing. We remember God says, I will bless you to be a blessing to many. I will bless you so that you bless others. You are blessed to be a blessing. This is the formative act of us learning how to praise over and over and over and over until, like, school stuff, like, it's until it becomes a habit, until it becomes a skill, until it becomes a language that we speak that we at some time didn't know how to speak. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. That's not a cocky or an arrogant resolution. That is a heart that is learning to give thanks and make room for God to work. By blessing God each and every day, maybe our mouths, maybe our hearts will more easily, will more readily bless those around us. If you're having a hard time looking at someone, maybe it's the people closest to you, maybe it's neighbors, maybe it's someone that's very different from you. If you're having trouble looking on them with blessing, and it's easier to criticize or have animosity towards or to ridicule, God invites us in this everyday practice of blessing. Bless God every day so that we learn to bless God and others every day. Following Augustine, this is how our heart works. So following Augustine, who is following Paul, who is following Jesus, of course, Professor Jamie Smith reminds us that this is how our heart works. We are, or we become, what we love, where our hearts are aimed and oriented towards, and what we practice most of our desiring towards. He says, Jesus is a teacher who doesn't just inform our intellect, but forms our very loves. He isn't content to simply deposit new ideas into your mind. He is after nothing less than your wants, your loves, your longings. We pray and we praise God every day in the ordinary by, the psalm says, talking about the glorious splendor of God's majesty, by contemplating God's wondrous works, by speaking of the power of God's awesome deeds, by remembering God's great accomplishments, by celebrating God's abundant goodness. it's repetitive, it's overwhelming, it's overflowing, and these are like the tide on the seashore just lapping over and over again with slight variety but the same rhythm, repetitive and endless ways to consider and give God praise. Since this is a song, it almost reminds me of those, this is probably dating myself here, of those like long outros of songs that just repeat. Yeah, Kaylin's giving me the, I feel good when Kaylin gives me the head nod when I'm talking about music. Those long outros that just repeat and repeat and repeat, and they slowly trim down the fader so it like goes into nothing. But because it never actually ended, it feels like it's still happening somewhere. Like somewhere, Paul McCartney is still saying, na, 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 hey Jude, right? Like it's still happening. And that's how our praise becomes when it becomes our habit, it becomes our practice, it becomes our day to day to day. The psalm says, the Lord is merciful and compassionate, very patient and full of faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone and everything. God's compassion extends to all his handiwork. Talk about a flex. I made it, so I'm kind to it, is what God says. All that you have made gives thanks to you, Lord. All your faithful ones bless you. And that's what we're hoping to be. That's what we're learning to be. That's what we're having our hearts shaped to be. Faithful ones who bless a patient, full of love, good to everyone and everything, compassionate God. And this is radical stuff. I hope this isn't coming off as like written in calligraphy on the side of a mug sorts of stuff. This is like powerful, radical, explosive stuff then and still now. We have to remember these grand sweeping prayer and praise impulses and ideas that God is overall and in all come from the hearts and the lips of folks not at the top of the world looking down, but from the underside looking up. Israel made claims about who God was and how God was taking care of them when it was not really particularly self-evident to anyone looking on their situation. They're talking these crazy radical claims about the God who loves them and takes care of them when it looks like they are abandoned and left in the dust. In other words, forming a life that blesses God also forms us into the sorts of people who can grow and trust in the Lord even when it looks crazy around us or feels crazy within us. We can have eyes, new eyes, to see God's work in the world. Our praise gives us new eyes and new hearts. New hearts and new eyes. My Hebrew Bible professor, Ellen Davis, reminds that it is through praise that we come to a new perception of our own situation. We don't have to leave our situation here and then like go sing our hearts out over here and then come back to our situation. It's actually through praise that we come to a new perception of our own situation. We do not have to strive continually to secure a place for ourselves. She says that place has already been provided. There is a basic givenness of the reality on which we can rely. That means we can come to see and respond to the God who made us in his compassion to us, is here, and desires to be a part of what is going on in our world. Back to the psalm. And we're almost done here. Back to the psalm. It says, they, these other people, mostly impacted by our lives of praise, says, they speak of the glory of your kingdom, and they talk all about your power. To inform all human beings about God's power and the majestic glory of God's kingdom. You notice those two triplets there, back to back? Kingdom, power, glory. Kingdom, power, glory. This means that we come to walk and we come to know and we come to worship God's kingdom and power and glory amidst the given things in our lives in this season. It's here. God's kingdom, power, and glory. Breaking in amidst a world of syllabi that we don't really know how we're going to be able to actually read through all the things or maybe even afford the books that are listed on the syllabi. God's kingdom, power, and glory are still here. God's kingdom, power, and glory are all right here amidst a season where you don't know if you'll have friends supporting you like you did in your last school or grade or city. God's kingdom, power, and glory are here. God's kingdom, power, and glory are here, even amidst like a season, I noticed all the keys on the table, of like hectic Uber driving kids all over town and trying to reconcile that you're getting the right kid to the right place at the right time and not messing that up. God's kingdom, power, and glory are actually there too. And God's kingdom, power, and glory are also, I must say, here when you are waiting on that next call. You're waiting on that call from your doctor, or you're waiting on that call from a scan, or you're waiting on a call from the principal. You're waiting on a call back, and you know that that call could change everything from here out. God's kingdom, power, and glory are here, still waiting. God's kingdom, power, and glory are here amidst bread and cup and number two pencils and binders and books and laptops and lunchboxes, all of these things blessed, taken, blessed, broken, and given. Amidst ordinary and mundane things and places and people. The psalm closes with what the psalm reminds us. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways, faithful in all his deeds. The Lord is close to everyone who calls out to him, to all who call out to him sincerely. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Pray with me. Lord, we give you thanks that you've given us these hearts that can actually expand and grow. You've given us these hearts that can actually change and turn around when we're aiming them at things other than you. You've given us these hearts that can be shaped and reshaped to be more like yours. Thanks for not only loving us, but being love that doesn't run out, that isn't containable, that we can rely on. Pray all this in Jesus' name.